Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So today on the podcast, I'm talking about non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs. I love saying that word. And this is particularly relevant for small businesses in Victoria. And I suppose really I just want to explore about what you need to know. So first off, why confidentiality matters in small businesses. As a small business advisor, I work with clients across a range of industries, gaining insight into their business structures, financials, challenges, and strategies. Confidentiality is the foundation of my work, and over the last 25 years, I've built my reputation on integrity and trust. I am always happy to sign an NDA if a client requests it. But my approach to confidentiality goes beyond legal agreements. I do not share or disclose client data, intellectual property, or business details, whether electronically, verbally, or otherwise. Each client engagement, whether it be for business development, marketing, or photography services, is treated with complete discretion. While I never discuss individual businesses, I do advocate for small business interests in general terms. For example, I might say that businesses in a particular sector are struggling due to rising costs or regulatory changes, but I never attribute information to a specific client. Even on social media, I only share work if I have explicit permission from the client. For any small business owner, protecting that sensitive information is essential, and this is where non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, play a critical role. Now, big disclaimer here, people, you need to seek legal advice. As I am discussing agreements, this podcast is really just a starting point for you. It needs to be tailored when you create it. And of course, it needs to be reviewed by an independent legal advisor. And if it has any financial implications, please chat to your accountant. Okay, so many firms and organizations have NDA tools online, and I've left, I think, my top 4 or 5 in the show notes, some links, so check them out. But let's get into it. So what is an NDA? Sometimes they're called confidentiality agreement. I like saying NDAs. Weird, I know. An NDA is a legal contract between two or more parties that outlines the confidential information they share, and it restricts how it can be used and disclosed. NDAs are commonly used when businesses engage with consultants, advisors, or contractors who gain access to sensitive business processes, discuss potential partnerships or collaboration, seek investment or funding, and must disclose proprietary financials or strategies, work with freelancers, marketing agencies, or IT professionals who can handle client data. So for small businesses in Victoria, using an NDA ensures that that intellectual property, those trade secrets, and that client data remain protected from misuse. So I'm hearing you. Sam, I'm a small business. Why should I use it? Well, couple of different reasons. Number one, you need to be able to protect any intellectual property, so known as IP. Whether you're developing a new product, a service, or a business model, an NDA helps prevent others from using your ideas without consent. Number two, safeguard those business strategies. So if you're sharing financial information, marketing strategies, or expansion plans, an NDA ensures that those details do not fall into the wrong hands. Number three, ensure confidentiality in partnerships. When working with consultants, advisors, or business partners, you might need to reveal operational insights, and an NDA will or can set those clear boundaries. Number four, maintain client and employee data privacy. So if your business handles customer records, personal data, or proprietary methodologies, that was a big word for Sam today, an NDA prevents unauthorized disclosure. And number five, prevent competitor leaks. Without an NDA, there's no legal protection if a former contractor or collaborator shares your business sensitive details with a competitor. And so many times I hear horror stories about, oh, Sam, I partnered up with this business and it was all well and good for about 5 years. And then that partner went off and they took a third of our business, started up an exact replica of our business. And I was severely disadvantaged by this. So consider an NDA, people. So when should you use an NDA? Before pitching a business ideas to investors or partners is the top of the line here. When hiring a consultant or a freelancer to work on sensitive projects. If a contractor is given access to business databases or operational processes. When negotiating a joint venture or strategic partnership. So those four really cover quite a broad range of why you should use an NDA. So basically, the nuts and bolts, if you're sharing anything valuable that's not public knowledge, an NDA is a smart move. So the big question, what should it include? A well-drafted NDA should clearly define the parties involved, who's agreeing to keep the information confidential. What is considered confidential? You need to define the scope of information being protected. Obligations of the recipient. How should they handle and protect the information? Exclusions. What information is not covered by the NDA, you know, publicly available data? In my case, financial stuff. I don't want to go near it. So I always make sure that my NDAs have exclusions or, I suppose, disclaimers about that I am not a financial advisor and that the client needs to get external help with finances. Time frame. How long does the confidentiality obligation last? And what are the consequences of the breach? You know, what are the legal actions that can be taken if confidentiality is violated? All right. Okay. So there are two types of NDAs in Australia. The first one is what they call a one-way NDA. So that's used when one party is disclosing confidential information. So that's really about a business hiring a consultant. Okay. So that's about a business that engages with Sam Hicks and we create a one-way NDA. A mutual NDA is used when both parties share sensitive details. So this is really about two businesses discussing a potential partnership. And sometimes I've actually had partnerships come to me and say, Sam, we've been going for 6-7 years. We're growing, we're scaling up. We need an NDA to cover both parties. So it doesn't really matter, I suppose, when you're in a partnership, when you get that NDA, as long as you get one somewhere along the line. I mean, the ultimate goal would to be get it from day one and alter the document over time as things grow and expand. Are NDAs legally enforceable in Victoria? Yes is the broad answer. Again, remembering I am not a legal person, but this is from my research that I have done online and chatting to people. So yes, they are legally binding contracts in Victoria, provided they meet contract law requirements. However, enforcement depends on the clarity of the terms. Ambiguous clauses may weaken the agreement. The resembleness of restrictions, courts may not uphold overly broad or unfair clauses. And breach consequences. A well-defined penalty clause strengthens enforceability. So what happens if an NDA is breached? The injured party can seek injunctions to prevent further disclosure, damages for financial losses, and court orders to recover proprietary information. So really, final thoughts. Is an NDA right for your business? So if your business deals with valuable proprietary information, an NDA is a low-cost, high-impact tool to protect your assets. However, an NDA alone is not enough. Consider only sharing confidential information when necessary, using contracts with clear confidentiality clauses, and if you are an employer, you need to educate your team and your contractors about data security. For small businesses in Victoria, protecting business information is just as important as growing the business. I have enclosed the links to four of my favourite templates for a do-it-yourself version, each slightly different format, of course. And if you are unsure how to draft an NDA, you need to seek legal advice to ensure your agreement in the end is clear, fair and enforceable. And the same advice if you are drafting one. It may just be the best money well spent to have a legal objective view. Get eyeballs on the document before you sign off on it. Until next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.